Track 3. A giant ground sloth and its fossilised poo.
It is my intention that this giant ground sloth, the Megatherium, will embrace a living tree in order to create as lifelike a pose as possible. Mr. Paxton, am I correct in thinking that you will be able to transport a fully grown tree to this spot? Oh, certainly, certainly. We've moved many large trees, the largest of about 8 tons.
A tree was indeed successfully transported and planted within the Megatherium's embrace. There it continued to grow until it cracked one of the model's arms. The original arm has been replaced, and the tree has now died.
You are sure this enormous creature ate only vegetation?
We have the evidence. Fossilised dung, Mr. Paxton. Fossilised dung. The fossil record also shows that the Megatherium lacked the teeth of a carnivore, but it had a long tongue and strong cheek muscles that could pull at tree branches and roots. We are fortunate indeed in having numerous fossil specimens of this giant beast, for that is the meaning of Megatherium.
Mr. Charles Darwin provided you with one such fossil, I believe, from his voyage to South America on the Beagle.
Indeed. And we also know from fossilised footprints that it would have stood exactly as you have shown it.
Continue along this path for 50 metres and listen to track 4 beside the metal railings, where you will see the next set of sculptures.